One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victorian Secret.
I tell you, I'm just saying that I have to get my wisdom tooth out. It's first thing, so it's actually affecting the way I can speak sometimes.
Okay.
It's like my mouth isn't closing properly, so.
Hold on, because I heard you were getting it moved or sorry, removed so that you could fit like bigger dicks in.
Yeah, no? Because, you know, actually, I'll tell you this. There is, in South Africa, there's a tribe of people that still like are, they're natives like to South America, South Africa, and they remove their first four front teeth. And it's so they can pleasure their men.
You are lying to me.
So I'm off to Africa.
Yeah. Hold on. Like your level of like random facts that come out, that you've just topped yourself there, girl.
Oh, I wish I could. If I could do that, I'd be fine.
And all the money you'd save on your Crest white strips as well. Listen, do you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah,
if they were just gone.
You could just cut them in half and just. They last double the time.
When are you getting your tooth out?
I don't know, I have to plan. I'm not afraid, but I just need to plan for swelling and kind of like downtime. So I haven't really.
Is there actual downtime?
Yeah, well, there can be. Like,
would you not just get something else done while you're there? Like?
Yeah, I might get tits.
I don't know if we ever spoke about like, I'd get tits for you on this pod before. If we haven't, if you've heard it before, ignore it. If you haven't, we're going to tell it anyway.
Yeah.
Like we would randomly a couple of years say, if we saw a really, really hot straight guy, we'd be like, oh, I'd get tits for him.
You used to say that.
You'd say it too.
I'd laugh along.
I'm getting them on my back though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're getting a tooth out.
Yeah.
I'm 2025 or 2024
I'm sitting here with
year.
A black eye, by the way.
Just saying, you are.
I am.
Davina was standing on a street corner.
Thanks.
waiting for me. And I was walking along with two other people and I clocked the black eye from afar and I was like,
yeah. It's
these
bad,
people have no context why you have a black eye. You're just standing there talking to them like you're normal.
I love it because it's when you do see a black eye, people like I can see people looking at it and then like kind of some people go, oh,
yeah,
what happened to your eye? Like some people will ask and other people won't. And I was like, so you can kind of mess around with it. And when people say, what happens? I was in the gym today and he goes, oh, were you sparring, were you? And I said, yeah. I said, you should see the other girl. he's like howling. And then someone else said to me, say, oh my God, what happened to your eye? And I said, I don't want to talk about it.
So it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, yeah. But it's, so I basically had trout sperm injected under my eyes.
She takes sperm any way she can get it.
Yeah.
She's
under the eye, she's under had the, all the men.
Yeah. There's no men left. She's had them all. So now she's having trout instead.
Yeah, listen. And it's not just any trout, it's rich Italian trout.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's different levels of fish sperm. So this is new treatment. It's like it's the new craze. And I think they're doing it with salmon sperm because they breed so fast. So it's like they're very regenerative. Uh-huh. So basically what happens is where they inject it in.
Where'd she go?
I got this done in Kerry Hanafis.
Okay, lovely.
And obviously, like, Kerry's a friend.
Shouldn't tell me about this treatment.
No, listen, only the good girls got the good stuff.
She knew you could handle a load. Listen, that's the difference.
Yeah, I could handle two, one under each
arm. Oh my God, all the loads, and it's a salmon load.
Literally, take more loads than a washing machine. basically what it is, when it's injected on the eye now, it looks horrific when it's done first.
Okay.
It's literally like, it's like air bubbles all under your, it's like really, really puffy and instantly goes.
Does she just like smooth it out?
No, it just kind of settles down after a while, but it looks horrific when it goes in. All the cells basically, when they go in, they start moving. So they create oxygen. And that basically helps with like dehydration, dark circles. It's kind of like, it acts like a natural filler without having filler. Because filler under your eye is very...
I've had that once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I had it. I didn't notice a huge difference. I definitely have thin skin under my eyes.
Well, everyone has, not just you.
But no, speaking about me, I'm terrible thin skin. Terrible thin.
Yeah. And she's very precious, actually.
And yeah, it can look grey under the eyes. Like, yeah, it definitely can.
You can see it.
Yeah, so
did you feel you could see it?
I didn't do it again. And you can also feel it as well.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
Of course.
And then they really freaked me out because they were like, you know, you can go blind. And like, we'll get into this more in a minute, but I am like an absolute wuss.
I know.
Like a little scaredy cat in the corner. I texted her because she was the one who was like encouraging me to like do it. She was like, I do it all the time. I was like, I think I'm going to end up blind. And she was like, you need to calm the fuck down,
girl.
You really
do. You're very sissy. You're a big sissy.
Oh my God, sissy secret.
Sissy secret.
Go on. So you got it injected in.
Yeah, all injected. And then obviously one eye just swelled. The other eye is actually fine. I feel like a little.
The other eye is fine.
Minimal bruise.
It's kind of like you're doing Clockwork Orange at Halloween, where they put the one lash under one eye.
It's not sore now at all. It's like the bruise is like black. Yeah. It's like a black bruise. It's pretty, pretty bad.
So what did you tell family?
I just said I had a little procedure.
But were they like when they first saw it, were they like, my
family were always like, oh, what are you doing now? I'm always like, this is the only time I didn't say, well, I actually had fish comb injected. By the way, it's not actually fish sperm. It's a derivative of trout sperm. But it's like, they're kind of marketing it as like, you know, because it sounds salacious.
Yeah. How did it taste?
Oh, like salty. They're calling me John West when I want to.
Davina asking, could you take a syringe home? Do you know what?
There's something about John West. There's something about trout. I just like, just a trout. Just makes me go, oh, I don't know. I think, but apparently it's a more luxurious version. So yeah, but I have to say, like, I do actually see a difference in this. I can kind of see it's like quite refreshed. Yeah,
I think it's still too soon.
Yeah.
Like you're probably like,
I have to have another treatment in 3 weeks.
Of the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'll go back in again.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind bruising. Some people are really paranoid about bruising. I don't mind bruising.
Like when I had my first hair transplant, I ended up with a golf ball size swelling on my forehead. I felt like a physical dickhead. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I had a dick on my forehead. Didn't love that.
No.
A bruise, I'm fine with.
Like it goes pretty quick. Like actually, I have to say, I've had this since... Oh, it's seagulls. Ah! They're coming down. They know there's fish around.
Yeah.
They're starting to circle. I don't really, but I've had this now since Friday. It's been pretty bad. I've recommended, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was getting rid of my couch, said that.
Mm.
Really been suffering my back for 2 weeks. Davina's already been trying to, you know, get me to, you know, start fixing myself when I have pains. So I went to the osteopath. He's lovely, really, really nice. But girl, the cracking of the back, like I feel like before he cracks my back, I tell him, I'm so sorry for what noise I'm about to make, because
that happens all the time.
But
though,
do you make a weird noise?
I start laughing.
I don't laugh.
I laugh.
I went, oh! Both times. And I can feel myself trying to resist him doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like when he's really going for it. The one I like though is the hip crack.
I like all the cracks.
You do like the cracks.
I like all the cracks.
Crack is back.
I love all the cracks, I gotta say.
He so he manipulates you in such a way, like you feel like it's like, yes, master. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, he gets you in certain positions. You're like,
he certainly does.
I mean, because you recommended him, I was like, oh, yeah. I wonder if there's a happy ending. Well, I
hurt my back years ago, and it was actually a listener of the podcast sent me a recommendation to him. And I thought he was amazing. He used to be based in City Centre. But since then, I think has moved. He's got his own practice. But I'm not in pain. I just go to be like adjusted.
Yeah.
And because he said as well, like when you're kind of doing like physical work and you're kind of like, you know, in heels and all this, like it's good to actually just keep your body in check.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I'm not getting any younger, honey.
Well, what I like is because you've done all the like the heavy lifting, he knows that I wear heels.
Yeah.
He's talking to me like it's very normal.
I wonder will he say to me, and he's like, come here, is that the one that wanks in the tights? And I'll say, yeah, no. That's her. That's
you say,
her.
No, that was Mizza.
That's how she did her back in.
he talks to you like wearing the heels is like so normal. And I love that because actually I'm like.
Well, that's because I wear heels into it.
Okay.
When I go for the appointment.
Which heels do you wear?
Yellow. Neon, and then I'd say, just kick these off and kick them off across the room.
You don't borrow peaches, no?
I hate people who borrow shoes.
Oh yeah, you do. I saw a tweet about this.
Yeah.
What triggered it?
I can't remember, but I just don't like people who, I know what triggered it. It was actually seeing all these queens wearing other people's shoes.
Who's wearing other people's shoes?
People are always shoe sharing. Like shoe sharing.
Shoe.
Like what is that? Like first off, everyone's foot is completely different in the arch and how you stand and how you walk. So like, and let's be real, especially with heels.
Yeah.
Heels are kind of hard to get in certain sizes.
You totally.
So I think like, and I have so many fabulous heels that I'm like, no fucking minger with fucking, you know, size 14 is getting into my size 9s. Do you know what I mean?
Like, very true.
Back up your banana fee, please.
Well, some of the girls are still forcing their way into like size 8s.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not naming names, but Ariana Grande, those poor shoes, now. I slag her now to her face, so this is going out to you, Ariana. Now, if you're listening to this, those poor shoes. But she knows they work double time.
Yeah,
they work double time. Like, you know, she says it herself.
Like, you know, there was that saying like butterface, Ariana's butter shoes. Do you know what I mean?
She's a gas bitch, but Ariana, those shoes, listen.
Her clod hoppers.
She owes them money.
Like, she wears a little heel, no?
No, she wears a high heel.
I thought she wore like the little dance shoe.
I think
shoe.
She struggles at the back, maybe getting into the let's just say they're backless shoes.
But some of the girls, like I have a size UK 11 and I will not wear anything that's too small because your feet pain is just insane. No. Some of them are still like squeezing into size 8.
Well, years ago I had someone borrow a pair of shoes and literally when you put them back on, they were unwearable. The heel had bent in, like, you know, like from the back, it actually had bent in.
Yeah.
And it was just like, because they stand differently and carry their body weight differently, it's like, it was completely fucked. And it's like...
And you see how some people like are like leaning on the back heel as well.
That's what I mean.
Around.
When the heel goes in, it like goes, the heel goes towards the toe. Not having that.
No. So, moral of the story, buy your own fucking shoes, bitch.
Although I have to say, like over the years, it's always been really hard, I think, to get, like for drag queens, not so much now, to get, I remember back in the day when you couldn't get heels. Mm-hmm. So I really took pride in my heels. So if I had a nice pair of heels, I was like delighted.
Yeah.
Whereas now I do think, and I was chatting to
Stephen.
They're
so affordable, they're on Amazon there.
I know. I was chatting to Stephen and Mizza today, we were talking, I just have so many pairs of shoes.
Like, so what are you going to do with them?
I can't keep all these shoes.
No.
And I have so many clothes, like so many clothes. I have... This is just between us girls.
Go on.
I have rails and rails of clothes. Like, I mean, like borderline hoarders. Like, and I don't, they don't know this, but in the storage area, I have rails hidden behind the rails.
But like, there's only one of you. How much are you going
to
wear? Like,
I know.
Maybe time to do a big charity.
Yeah, so what I think I'm going to do is do a drag sale. I think I'm going to sell.
You can do it.
I think I'm going to sell off all the bits. And like, really just, all stock must go.
Yeah.
I just need to, I have way too much stuff.
We can do it in the front room.
Yeah, I actually think I might.
Like, yeah.
So yeah, so that's a plan for, I think I might wait for around Pride time though, or maybe Halloween time. So if people did want to get a couple of drag outfits or something kind of fun, There'd be loads of little fun options.
See, I don't deal well with seeing something that I've worn on someone else.
I can mentally cut off with that.
Can
I don't
you?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I'm like, God, what if I still want
some of these things? Some of these things I've worn once. Mm. These are not, I'm not going to, like, some of the custom pieces I have, I wouldn't be selling them.
No.
But some of the pieces that I have, I've like worn once.
Yeah.
Some things still have tags on. Do you know what
so
mean?
You're Divina Divine Larchive.
Yeah, Larchive.
Larchive. Speaking of Larchive, Candy Burris is gone from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Did you
yeah,
see that?
I did.
No. I mean, the fact that she walked away, I'm surprised, but I'm actually like, see you now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think it's a good decision. I think it might breed a little bit of life into it, but I'm curious to see where it's going to go.
Porsche's back, apparently. I Kenya's hate Porsche. Back. You hate Porsche?
I hate Porsche.
You do?
I'd be open now just because...
She's a good storyline in her because she robbed Phelan's man. So she's with that Elphila Simon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was Phelan's ex. So
she's just thick as shit, though, isn't she?
I don't know. Well, yeah, no, she's never... made herself look very yeah. spot on.
And while we're talking about the housewives, because I actually kind of fell into a bit of a housewife. I went back to the Beverly Hills season one, watched the reunion. I was really enjoying that. Just, I loved when Housewives was new and kind of like, you know, they weren't so kind of conceited as they are now. And I know they were always kind of conceited bitches anyway, but they didn't know the premise wasn't as produced or something.
And they were dressed like they were going to the mall.
Yes, they all wore those platform shoes, you know, those like with the hidden platform.
Every single
one of them, I was on Beverly Hills Coach, they were all wearing them. It was actually hilarious. But it made me think of Dublin Wives.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa Murphy.
And Lisa Murphy.
So if those of you haven't seen Dublin Wives, was a Irish spin-off of Real Housewives of Dublin.
I think they were going to call it Real Housewives of Dublin.
They called it Dublin Housewives.
But then Bravo stopped them from doing that.
It was a legal thing said. So it became Dublin Wives, which I think it's on YouTube if you want to have a look. And there was
lower your expectations if you are going to.
Well, lower your expectations, but please realize it was a cultural moment.
Yes.
So your expectations might be low, but what you get out of it is kind of iconic.
Yeah, it's kind of like Fade Street. Like it was that kind of in the same vein of Irish people doing reality TV. I don't know if we do it very well, do we?
I don't care. I fucking love it.
Do you?
I love it.
Like, do you watch First Dates?
No.
I can't watch that.
Because, and in fairness, with First Dates, every time you turn it on, you usually know someone.
Yeah. And you know who's been a lying bitch.
But I used to love the Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to love like the Irish Apprentice as well. Sorry, the Irish Apprentice.
Yes. Okay. I did like that one.
Yes.
I did. But now I feel if they did it again, I'd be just cringing.
You can't spoil your mommy and daddy can't buy a cop on in Trinity.
Geraldine. What an iconic fucking TV star that was.
So that was iconic.
Sorry, I'm just kind of flashback. Geraldine did Davina's show. It was in the early days of like Thirsty Thursdays, and it was still finding its identity as such.
Yeah.
And she used to do an office type party for a little moment.
No, it was Davina's house party.
Oh, yes.
It was what it was. The night was called, it was Davina's house party. And every party you had a different theme.
Yeah.
And this week was office party.
So she booked some people from The Apprentice to come along.
Yeah.
They didn't really have to do anything, did they?
They DJ'd.
Oh, they DJ'd.
They just stood behind things. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
What's so funny is my friend Louise is actually friends with Lucinda.
Oh, yeah.
Who DJ'd with Geraldine. And she was like, oh my God. She's like, my friend Lucinda DJ'd your show. She was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's so fucking. She never knew that. And they're friends years.
Gosh.
She's like, that's so like, that's real full circle moment.
And Geraldine stuck around for a while.
Yeah.
To the point that we ended up putting an afters in hers one
we
night.
We did, yeah.
Fucking a million miles away.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there wearing some probably like A-wear dress being like, really? Hi, Geraldine.
Sexy lady.
Yes.
Oh, they were like really fun times.
Yeah.
But I did love some like Irish reality shows. I thought they were actually gas because it's just something about... it's not really done anymore. And then whoever took over from TV3 at the time kind of went, they were like, oh, this isn't working, we're going in a different direction. But I'm like, I think that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
I think people do love First Dates.
Yeah, no, people definitely do. But I think the money's not there. That's the other side of it.
I think so. And
do you know what I mean?
Even the show I did, what's that, Eating with the Enemy? That was pretty good.
That's pretty good. But that's cheaper to make, right?
But all those shows, they're like, you know, they were fun to watch.
Yeah.
And totally. Like, I think just something about like an Irish, I don't think we have enough Irish kind of spokes, like, you know, like that kind of like the voice on TV. And then I think the talent shows are crap. I think they don't work.
Yeah.
I think like the singing shows and the talent shows, I don't think they work. But I think the reality is there.
We've never done very well. I thought like it's giving me flashbacks to when Orty did that talent show as well, and it was just so like remember,
what was
like
that
Shane Shane Inch from Boyzone was one of the judges.
Was that the bit
Linda Martin,
the big something show?
I don't know, but it looked like it was filmed in someone's back room.
Was it there was Eurostar?
I liked that.
That was, I think, one of the first.
Who did
ones.
You want to ride from Eurostar? I think I fancied Mickey Joe.
Oh God! Remember, there was Mickey Joe Hart, and then there was Simon Casey, wasn't it?
I think I fancied them both.
Was Simon Casey?
Yeah. I've looked up Simon Casey more recently. God, I sound so creepy. I was like, because like he was good looking, and I looked up, and I think I could be wrong, but I remember looking at his schedule. It looked a bit holy Joe, to be honest.
Hang on,
are you looking him up at the moment?
Oh yeah, he's actually kind of all right.
Right. Mm. However, I saw when they announced or when the first episode of The Apprentice dropped.
He's got a wedding band.
That's what it was. Yeah. It's given me slightly holy Joe though. Do you know what I mean?
I sent him a message. How much for weddings? I actually got a message the other day saying, how much for weddings?
That was it?
Yeah. And I said, well, where is it on? When is it?
And what did I say?
And it was just like really blunt. Like, that's not how you go about, you know, approaching. And also just randomly out there. Like, so if you're going to approach anybody to do anything for your wedding, whether you need a photographer, you need, don't just be like, oi, you, how much? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Fucking decor, I'm like.
I have a story, but I'll tell you. Maybe I'll tell you now and then I'll decide if we have to come in. Okay. So went to see a venue on Friday in Belfast.
Mm. Speaking of weddings.
And then just had a call earlier this morning because I was like, all right, I need to see, can I get a little discount on this? Like, okay. Can we cut this? Can we cut that?
Yeah.
And I was like, I could do that for drag. Like, you always ring me and ask for advice about like, you know, this event is coming up and what should I ask?
Yeah,
what should we do? But just do it for yourself, like, is so, I felt so uncomfortable.
I would feel less uncomfortable about that and more.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd feel the opposite. I'd be like, now you give us a good deal there, wouldn't you?
Okay,
whereas I would feel opposite about drag. I feel like, I think that's because it's your professional name. I'm more concerned about how that would look. Whereas with me, I'm like, I don't care.
Do you know that kind of thing? That's so weird.
So weird.
Because like, I mean, like the other bit is like, is your living. So I'm like, all right, come on. You're not going to like, you know.
Yeah, but it's also my reputation.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas like nobody knows who I am. So I'm like,
Taylor Swift reputation.
You're like, here, give us a deal.
Anyway, so I did it and they were real nice. To be honest, they're real nice. So I'm waiting to hear if I get a little discount.
Oh yeah.
Not as Brett and Major like, but you know, a little helping hand. So I can't wait to bring it to your favorite place.
And are you going to have it there?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really nice party venue. And I don't want it in,
when is it?
I don't want it in serious and stuffy. I'm aiming for Good Friday next year.
I won't be able to do that.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's touristy. It's always a holy touristy. I'll have a big night and I definitely won't. I don't travel on a Friday.
No, I'm going to leave your taxi man outside waiting for you.
He's probably asleep there already.
He's going to bring you straight up. He's actually parked outside now.
The fucking Sleeping Beauty. I have to give him a kiss of life.
So yeah, anyway, more on that when I actually know more.
So while we're talking about talent shows and things like that, we were both talking today about Rylan just did an article for The Guardian. So he just did that article and he was talking about his time on X Factor.
Mm.
And... he said about why he had to leave, which there was rumors swirling about all that at the time. About Lucy, but basically he said that he was on the show and him and Lucy Spraggan were a bit kind of like wild.
Yeah.
So they were sent as like punishment to a hotel to kind of get away from the others because they were obviously being a bit disruptive.
But also that sounds lovely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, stick me in the fun hotel.
Yeah. And then they went out and they had a few drinks and poor Lucy got a bit worse for wear, whatever, and the hotel porter basically raped her.
Yeah,
and
awful.
Which is like absolutely horrific situation to happen. And Rylan went in and kind of like saved the day in a way and kind of like preserved the scene and kind of like God, how traumatic. Mm. But I remember when that happened because she was sick that week and they took her out of the X Factor and there was rumors swirling and I was like, that could not have happened. I was like, it sounded so, you know, because people say all this kind of mad shit, you know, at that time. But to hear that to go through that, God, the poor girl, like
poor
that
girl.
Is absolutely.
And then she ended up going back on, from what I could tell, a week and performing like a Madonna song. And she was like,
I think, no, she didn't come back. She didn't return. No, he went back. He went back that week. She didn't go back because she was kind of, they gave her 1 week to kind of gather herself, and then she went into treatment, so she didn't, she didn't go. So, and she was really tipped to do well. She was
so good.
She's a favorite. So I just found that, like, I had heard the rumors years ago.
Yeah.
But and she wrote about it in her book. That's why he wasn't kind of speaking out of turn.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think that's like, there's so much kind of weird shit coming out about all those shows, isn't
there? Right.
And they were talking about like the duty of care that those shows have mm-hmm. over people. And it's wild. Like, you know, like your one Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah, she's always whistleblowing.
Yeah. It just sounds, and then you hear about like, I was on TikTok. I feel like some people
are trying to do clickbait.
A little bit, yeah. Mm. But like telling a story about something that isn't really a story. You know, mm. But obviously there was a lot of shit went on. But I always feel like in those things, I think in television, maybe not so much now, because I think people will get called out on, but definitely that over the years, one thing that and we were talking about this before, when you were ever asked to do something on TV, the producers, they fucking push you to do shit that you were like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not going to look. And I remember doing something before, I can't remember what it was, but there was, I knew it wasn't going to look good. So I was like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew they just wanted the shot of getting you to do it. Because once they have it, then they own it. You sign the release.
Right,
so
totally.
They own it. So then you've no control. You've no comeback on what you do.
Yeah.
So I would say to anyone doing anything in TV or whatever, just don't do anything that you never want to do.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy, don't sign the release because they can't use it.
Totally. So Girls of the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. I'm still listening to their podcast on and off. And they said there was lots of times where producers were trying to tell them what to say.
Yes.
Because they wanted a specific soundbite. And they'd be like, no, I don't want to say that. Like, that's mm-hmm. not true. It's not real. And they were constantly trying to make this perception happen. And they said, but there were some days, there were such long days, and they'd keep you in the chair for hours and hours, and they'd try and get you to say it in a different way, another way. And they were like manipulating you in that. And then they'd be like, I just need to go home. Like, I'm fucking exhausted. What do you want me to say? That's what they'd say. And then they'd say
it. Oh, God.
And then they'd leave. That whole situation sounded insane as well. Like, everything from they were being filmed in their own bedrooms. Do you know
weird.
That kind of way?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. Do you know?
And the whole attitude, I think, with that was, it could, actually, the Hugh Hefner's wife I saw on, she was on This Morning.
I don't think they like her either.
No, she's definitely a different vibe. And she had her own experience, I think. But that, and she said, I was listening to her interview today, she said that his whole thing with having like all these girlfriends, and I think he was not very lucky with girls in the past, when he was younger.
Okay.
And when he made all this money, he was basically going, look at me now. Mm-hmm. I have all these hot women. And then kind of, you know, allegedly like forcing them to fucking do whatever, and you know,
yeah,
it just sounds very fucking grim. But there is that kind of tone of like, well, you sell your soul for that lifestyle, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like then no one kind of has pity for you because you kind of have to put yourself in that situation. But ultimately, looking back, it was such, we didn't know what we know now about mm-hmm. all that reality TV, so you don't know the stuff that's going on behind. So did you ever see the show, it's on Netflix, The Bling Ring?
Yes.
And those girls, that girl was, her family were making that reality show, and she was after being arrested for robbing all the celebrities' clothes and stuff.
Okay.
And because she had been arrested and they didn't get it on camera, they pretended like the cops were coming to re-record it. Like, it's just fucking mental.
Mental.
Like, actually just to get that on camera.
Yeah.
Wild.
Like an episode of Crime Line more than like, you know, anything else.
But they just wanted the footage because they needed, like, for the rest. It's wild.
To make this sensationalized scene, 100%.
Although I do have to say, like, it was such an era of, I don't know, there was some good bits about it that was fine. Like, I liked, I obviously didn't like the darkness of it that was going on, but entertainment wise, it was kind of like,
mad. Do you know what I was thinking the other day? This is not connected at all, but like, we're putting out episodes every 2 weeks for like the guts of 4 years. So much has changed in 4 years.
Yeah.
And how wild is it that we're going to have an archive of conversations between us for, you know, so during so many pivotal moments. It's also kind of mental though as well.
I've never ever thought about that.
I just thought about it last week, and it kind of was, I was like, that's pretty cool. It's almost like, say the Kardashians have documented their lives and they have all this amazing footage from like the last 10-15 years. I was like, we have all this as well. That's kind of weird. We're basically Kim and Khloe.
It's We know who's who.
I'm Chloe after the work.
Has she had much work?
She, I mean, come on. My favorite is when these people do these time lapses of like how the Kardashians' faces have changed. And I'm not bitter. I'm like, you go off.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if we all had that money, we'd be doing nips, tucks, tits on elbows, tits on wherever we wanted.
Oh, elbows.
Yeah.
Let's get our elbows done.
Yeah, let's get our elbows done. Did you watch the Grammys or just clips?
I don't really like those award shows. I just
it
watched
was really
clips.
Good.
I saw all the bits you kind of see.
Okay.
I think with those things, you kind of get all the clips because there's always the sensation moments that everyone talks about. Mm-hmm. And then you just watch that. And then, like, because I tell you, sitting at those award shows, I say, so boring.
So boring.
Like, the short award shows are boring anyway.
Some of the performances were amazing, though. Miley fucking killed it. Did you watch the full version?
No.
You need to. Okay. But people are pissed off at Taylor Swift.
I saw that.
Yes. And yeah. This is juicy. So I can't decide. I like some of her songs.
Taylor.
But is she the devil? Do you know what I mean? Is she...
I think she's just so...
Can she be that nice?
I don't think she's nice. I don't think she's that nice. I think she's just a really talented girl. Like, but I don't think she's... I don't know why people think she's this really nice girl.
Well,
is it just because she's got that kind of that reputation? But it's like... I don't see anything that would make me go, oh, she's really nice.
Yeah. It did look like she was thirsty for camera time. She kept standing up all the time during people's performances, singing along while Tracy Chapman's singing along. And I'm like, it didn't read very well. But what people are pissed off the most about is two things. One, Lana Del Rey was up for like album of the year and so was Taylor. And they were sitting beside each other because they're friends. Lana didn't win. But Taylor grabbed Lana and she was like, no, I don't want to go. She was like, no, come, you're coming on stage with me. Pulled her all the way up. Now, if you just lost out on the biggest award of the year, you don't want to be standing on stage beside the person who did win it. And Lana is just standing there like looking a bit shook that she'd just been pulled up. Lana's gorgeous, by the way.
Wasn't she fixing her hair as well?
Fixing Lana's hair?
Yeah, there was a clip I saw of, I think maybe it was on the red carpet, and Taylor was like basically like fixing her hair.
Oh my God.
Like her hair was like a little bit askew and she was just like patting it down. And I was like,
that's so weird.
I'd be like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
Maybe she was out of it.
Maybe. It's facts now, allegedly. When Lana was in Dublin, she went to the Dublin Vintage Factory and Terry was telling me that she popped in. She said she was so normal, so nice, bought a few things, wasn't looking for freebies, and then invited all the staff if they'd like to come and see her show, which sold out, I think, in 5 seconds or something ridiculous like that. So that
she's a huge out. Fan base, isn't she?
Huge. Isn't she beautiful, though? I just was looking at her going, at least she's interesting. She's something, obviously it's so inspiring.
She kind of reminds me of a young Caitlyn Jenner.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. And
hold on, Stephen, cut this bit. A young Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce. Yeah. Cut that, Stephen. That's all that I was thinking about. She looks like what?
Yeah, I think she looks like a young Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I see her, that's what I think.
Well, anyway, so Alana stood there. Well, Taylor's making this big long speech. She also announced a brand new album. She had 4 albums in 2 years. She is probably one of the most followed people on Instagram. Did she really need to make an award ceremony and an ad for it? Also, people are saying that she snubbed Celine. And if you watch it, it's uncomfortable to watch, to be honest.
And then other people said that Celine Dion wasn't allowed to be touched. She's not well, but then we're like, that's not true. But then there was pictures in backstage. So I think people are just looking for things to talk about. Like really, like in this day and age, like people are being blown apart and fucking, you know, gas and all that. Like, and then they're talking about Celine Dion not getting a hug at the Grammys. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like there's bigger fish to fry in this world. I think Celine will be okay with that.
That's fair. Speaking of Taylor, before we move on, I went to your show. I don't know, it was last week or the week before. I really enjoy when you do the Taylor Mega Mix, not for any of the songs.
The timings.
The time you have to get into a wedding dress. One, I'm like half going, hold my breath.
Mm.
And half I'm going, I kind of hope she misses it this time. Yeah. I hope she misses it this time. And you get to the balcony and like, you can only see if you're really close.
Yeah.
But like, there's always like, one hand performing and one hand making sure that your dress is not stuck in your undies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, always. And it's all about like aiming, getting that dress over your head at the right time. If it's not, I fucking lose it.
Yeah.
Because it throws you off the whole fucking rest of the thing.
Very fair.
But we're speaking about Celine Dion. I kind of fell down a bit of a bit of a Bee Gees hole the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You've had a big horn for, what's his name? Barry
Gibb, yeah.
Yeah, I googled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute, like.
So.
It's definitely the cutest of the three.
Well, there was four.
What?
Yeah.
Did one of them pass away?
So for those, I know there's people here going, oh, the Bee Gees were, I think they were like they were like, the music was fab.
Yeah. What's your favorite song?
Oh, well, of course, You Win Again. It's like my favorite. Mm. Like a banger. But they had like hits in like the, I think it was like 60s, 70s, 80s. And they had that song with Celine Dion. Immortality.
Oh, yeah. That's hot as well, to be honest.
Well, I was, got a thing for Barry Gibb. I was like.
Which one sung with Barbara?
Barry Gibb.
Now, that used to be my go-to 4 a.m. drunk.
Yeah, I'm a woman in love.
I am a woman in love. God, I fucking loved it.
So he has, the music has been amazing. Mm. But they had a brother called Andy Gibb, who was gorgeous.
Oh.
He was the one.
Open it. Keep Google. Talking.
He was the one. And he was the youngest brother. And he died, I think he was just after his 30th birthday.
Oh, God. Sudden.
He had a heart attack and died, but he lived quite an excessive life. So.
I see what you're saying.
All the excesses.
Oh.
But they.
He looks like he could be in Wham as well at the same time.
No, he was the one. But I was watching an interview. There was this American actress called. Yeah. You would.
Do you like a hairy chest?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't know that about you.
I do. Because I can't have any hair.
Oh yeah, fair.
Because I swim the channel regularly.
Oh my God, this is so off point. But I ordered from Temu fake Oral-B toothbrush heads.
Oh.
And fake Gillette razors.
Okay.
So cheap. So cheap.
Do they arrive?
I haven't tried the razors yet, but the
a lot of those blades, I've got some of them before and they cut your face to bits. So just watch out.
Okay.
But some of them are fine.
Yeah.
I would just be careful.
The toothbrush heads, $179 for four of them?
But like, it's also like the quality as well is not sometimes the best.
It's totally fine.
Are they really?
Yeah, look at my teeth.
They're black, Sam.
So sorry, Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb, yeah, poor old Andy, RIP. But Andy used to get awful debt because his brothers used to write some of the material for him. So he was never kind of given the credit that he was due, like, but he was going out with this actress.
Was he a solo singer?
Yeah, so he had his own solo stuff. So he was a real heartthrob. And he had this girlfriend called Victoria Principal, and they were doing a sit down interview, basically because they were like the hottest, you know, couple of the moment. Mm-hmm. And they were interviewing him, and they said, oh, like, you know, you've had massive success in your short career. And they were like, and he's like, yeah, I'm 23 now. And I was like, 23?
Oh my
God.
Like,
he looked, I swear to God, about like, I'd say 40.
Oh my
like,
God.
I was shook. 23 then looked so much older. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but do you ever look at pictures of your parents though when they were like in their 20s?
Like, that is, I don't know what that's about. Why did the people look so old?
I don't know.
When they were young? Like, I don't know. Now, I know obviously people are doing fucking all sorts to their face now, but I just mean, I think people are a bit more health conscious maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me when I was like 15, I'm working in Super Quinn, now Super Value, and I was trying to get into the pub. So yeah. I used to like dress a bit older. Like everything I bought was from Next at the time.
Oh yeah.
And I'd wear-
To look older?
Yeah, slacks and a shirt. I looked like I was going to an office all the time. And I was obviously 6'2", so I could kind of get away with it. I would get served.
Long, tall Sally.
But then obviously I'd go to the bar and I'd be like, Smirnoff Ice, please. Pint of Smirnoff Ice.
Straw, please.
Because I thought a pint of Smirnoff Ice was butcher. Or do you know what else I used to love?
Pint of Smirnoff Ice.
I used to love a Cointreau and blackcurrant.
Oh my gosh.
I was the gayest teenager. Sitting
Quantum.
At the bar.
That's like having a
Kiara. I guess you're sitting in the bar with like not a girlfriend but kind of a girlfriend and her best friend and her husband.
Oh, wow.
Like, what was I doing with my life at 15? Were the BJs? BJs? BJs born
I love a BJ. I love a BG and a BJ.
Are they born in Manchester? Are they from the UK?
They're from the UK and I learned loads about them. They got one of those £10 tickets and they moved their family out to Australia, you know, like they were like getting people to go to work for work or whatever. And Lulu was married to Morris Gibb, who was one of the other brothers. They got married and he was like 19 when he married her and she was old. I think she was 21.
Wow.
Got married at 19. I think they were married for like 6 months or something. And then there was the other brother. Now this is, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but the other brother, Robin.
There's another one who's passed away?
Yeah, they're all dead, except Barry is the only one alive.
Oh.
Robin wasn't the best on the eye. if you watch any live performance of You Win Again, you'll know the one I'm talking about. One of them kind of doesn't get any camera time, mm-hmm. and then there's Barry, who's the wetzer, who's like the big, like, daddy. He's singing like the lead, and then over to he wearing sunglasses and a hat, and I feel like there's a lot of accessories going on. So I always feel like sometimes when there's a lot of accessories going on,
distractions,
it's kind of distracting maybe from the face.
Girl, they do this to so many singers. Who do they do it to? Bruno Mars. That was how he started. They were always covering him.
Hats.
Like, how fucking rude covering
him. Very strange.
They did a lot of that to Sam Smith for a while as well.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think they should do that again?
There's so many. Did Neo have a bit of that as well? I feel like Neo did as well. Yeah.
It was sometimes when there's so too much going on, you kind of take away. But anyway, check it out because it's, you'll know what I mean when.
So
when
Andy Gibb is Shadow Dancing. Is that song?
Yeah.
I know that song. Yeah. I thought that was the Bee Gees.
No. So yeah, so there's been loads of I fell down a big Bee Gee hole anyway. And ooh. Yeah. And speaking of bands, the Chorus are returning. They're going on tour.
Including Jim. Has he gotten himself together?
I don't know.
Jim was like at the forefront of.
Do you know what? I noticed map. They don't do any really interviews with Jim.
Mm.
He doesn't really do any press. Best. I think it's just always like the two of the girls. And there's always kind of like maybe two, never really three. Because then I think it shows that maybe, like, if there's two, it's kind of representing the band. Or if there's three, so someone is missing. Whereas there's two missing, not so bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're coming back in November. And Natalie Imbruglia is doing sport.
Ah.
So I think we should go.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah.
I would totally be up for that. I loved them. At the time, they were my favorites. And I loved, do you remember a band called Picture House?
Yeah.
I loved them. Oh, I fancied him rotten. That
oh, gosh.
Hold on. I have to Google to see what they actually look like now that like time has passed.
Yeah. Show me a picture so I can picture house it.
Well, now everyone's talking about some band called Picture This, which I don't know who they are. And, I'm like, oh, who are they? But at the same time, like, I knew every single song. I was a bit one of those girls who got a fascination with a band and made friends with other people who were into them as well.
Called stalkers.
Oh my God. Okay. Right. I found an old picture here. Let me see. Oh, he's gone bald now.
Oh.
Well, this is him now in the middle.
Oh, Victoria.
I know. But back then.
Jeez. It's like the man who hosts the Crystal Maze.
Oh God. They're all the new pictures of him.
Let me see. Now you're just because he's just absolutely minging. You're just like totally trying to find a good
minging. His mom might listen to this.
I don't think she is. No, let's be real.
You never know.
Let me see.
Okay, so this is what he used to like look like.
Again, sunglasses.
I know, sunglasses.
Sunglasses, hats, loads of earrings. If there's lots going on to disguise, I'd just be dubious. Oh God,
all these pictures he's wearing sunglasses in.
Do you know what's funny as well? You know on dating apps, people wear sunglasses.
What's that about?
I think that is very strange because someone looks completely different when they take sunglasses off.
Completely.
Very strange. And I do feel like when you see someone in the eyes are the window to the soul. And I do think that they tell like a million stories.
Yeah. And it is, I think that's a red flag straight away.
I think so too. If every photograph on a dating profile has sunglasses, I'm like, what the fuck is going on there? Very strange.
Let's talk about Charlie. So King Charles
is
having a little bit of a cancer scare at the moment. Barely in the throne.
And ironically, wasn't it something to do with
his bowel?
Yeah. So only on the throne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. And also
I heard today that because it's something to do with the prostate.
Okay.
It's a prostate. And right beside the prostate is a bladder.
Okay.
So that it could be, there's speculation that it could be bladder cancer or something to do with that. But I have a theory that I think it could be a bit more serious than they're letting on.
Oh.
Because they're saying now that he's contacted Harry and Harry's going to come. Like, it just feels like he's cancelled all his appointments.
Wow.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they're just like, they'll have to obviously do treatment. They said they caught it early enough, but they have to kind of, they're not going to tell you the full story. But he's the first royal that's ever disclosed his medical diagnosis.
Okay.
Because most of them wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah. And his coronation was one of the most expensive in history. They were like lining it all up and saying how much in today's money it would cost.
Do you not think though that's because times have changed? I feel like there's more things that happen now. Whereas back in when the Queen was done, like 1953, there wouldn't have been as much security needed. There wouldn't be as much. So I think that's kind of unfair to say that.
But the taxpayer paid for it. So like he has like a very huge fortune. And basically I was talking to one of the UK queens yesterday and they were saying like,
I'd love to be a royal.
Oh yeah. Gosh. That would suit you down to the ground.
Really fucking would.
Yeah.
I'd happily walk around doing small talk with people. And it's not the small talk I hate. It would be like, oh, thank you for coming. Thank you. Shake, shake, shake.
But could you do short hair for a crown? That's the thing. You kind of need
I could do a bob.
That would work.
I could do a bob, or I could do, you know, like if you have real long hair and you just roll it up and pretend it's short. You know?
The Dorise. Yeah.
You know, like that. Oh, look, surprise. It's long.
Oh my God. Well, imagine waiting all that time to get on the throne. Like he spent his whole life waiting for that.
I know.
And like, that's obviously scary. So hopefully.
Yeah. And Sarah Ferguson, Fergie has cancer as well.
Go away.
Yeah. She has, I think it's melanoma.
Oh
yeah, so there's a lot of bad news for the royals. And speaking of his illnesses and sickness, I had the week from hell.
Go on. Okay. Yes.
So last
it's been a rough week for us.
It's been a rough week. Yeah, it really has. And a friend of mine, which I won't say, thank you, keep like friend of mine, dad passed.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go to the funeral. Mm-hmm. Right before the funeral, Winnie, my dog, obviously took like this weird little turn, and I thought it was a seizure first, but basically she just totally went unresponsive for like
awful.
Like 2 hours. I was just like, my last dog that I had before literally just keeled over and died on me. So it was very similar kind of situation. So I was up the walls.
Now when you text me,
I had her in my arms like
was
a baby.
That 2 hours later?
No, it was like, I'd say about an hour into it. And I was just like, I was convinced she was just going to die because she was unresponsive. She couldn't open her eyes. She went completely limp. She went really cold. And she's a big dog. Like, so I literally had her like a baby. And I honestly was just so afraid I was going to miss her last breath.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had her and I was like, oh my God. So I was like inconsolable because I got such a big fright because she just like switched off. So it was just like gone. It was just like, no, like she was lifeless. Like, so I was like, what the fuck? So I was waiting. And then as time kind of went, I was like, she's still like, she's, and then I said, she's like, where does like heart, but it's still life. So I was like, rang the vets and I was like, I think my dog is dying. They're like, what's wrong? So
what I said, a call to make.
I know. And they said, just bring her down. So I went down. It turns out, and as soon as I left the house, she kind of starts like looking around. I was like, she cannot be coming back to reality now. And got her to the vet and then she stood up and she started walking. I was like, oh my God, I was sick with like knowing what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. But apparently that she has an ear infection, had an eye infection, but that apparently the infection can sometimes get into the blood and that can cause them to like, they just cut out. And it's like where they are unresponsive. But usually happens, I think, for a short time.
Mm.
But this was like a long time. And I really didn't think I was coming back from the vets without her. Like, I really, that was making me more upset because I was just thinking, like, I've had her since she was like 6 weeks old and she's been through the mill, just like with all her kind of health problems. And anyone that has a dog or a cat or any, like, they become your life and you're kind of like, you don't realize how much of your heart that they have and how much of, you know, you kind of give to them. And then when you think that they're not going to be there, like it breaks your heart. Like it's very traumatizing. So I grieved for her. I was like, she's not coming back. And then to have her come back, I was kind of annoyed. I was annoyed with her because I was just like,
she was like, gotcha.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, she's, and I'm delighted obviously that she's kind of on the mend, but like, I still don't feel right after that. Like the trauma of that, I still feel like I'm not myself this week getting over that. It's very bizarre, very scary, very like horrible thing to go through.
Yeah.
So
how's she doing now?
She's not 100%. She's still kind of groggy and I'm still a little bit concerned. I don't think it's, I went to the worst case scenario. I don't think it's that bad, but there's definitely, she's not like 100%.
Have you been like giving her like little extra treats and stuff during this time?
I'm trying to keep her like as basic as I can because I just want her to be
healthy.
Yeah. So I want her to kind of just, you know, and I'm watching everything. So I want her to, and she's eating and she's drinking. So that's all good. But anyone that has a dog or, you know, when they're sick, it's like, it's just so, because they can't tell you. So you're so kind of, they're so dependent on you.
I just want to float something to the listeners. I think it could be Munchausen.
Oh,
I
my really God. By do. Proxy.
Yeah, I do. I think you have instilled this in her.
Do you think?
And I think you're an unfit mother.
I'm back in the gym.
Imagine giving a dog Munchausen by proxy. You're
Sophia.
Sick. You're
Sophia.
Oh, my God.
She has Munchausen by proxy.
Fucking hell. I kind of hate talking about Kanye, but like...
Kanye.
His fucking wife is walking around naked under a clear, like raincoat.
Yeah, like me at EP.
And what is going on?
Do you not think with him and her that he's so raging that Kim just moved on and kind of left, that he has this weird lookalikey wife?
Yeah.
That he's kind of trying to get her to do all these weird, humiliating things because she's almost like a more natural kind of Kim.
Yeah.
Do you not think that's something? It's like,
but it feels like he's trying to humiliate her.
But that's what I mean. But it's almost like humiliating Kim in that weird way. Do you know? Because it's like, it's someone that looks like her, but she's doing what he wants to do. It's very fucked up. He's fucked.
Yeah. It's really uncomfortable to see. She's walking around barefoot. She's walking around naked. Tits out, ass out. Like, nobody wants to be walking around like that. Nobody does. Would you walk down the street barefoot?
If I was being looked after the way he's, probably financially, I probably would. Yeah. Like, start now if you want. Look at me, trousers off.
Oh my God. I can't. I have one more little thing on my list, which is Griselda. I know you're looking for a documentary thing, but it's fucking brilliant. Like, Pablo Escobar described Griselda as the only man I've ever been afraid of.
The only woman?
No. The only man I've ever been afraid of is actually a woman called Griselda.
Wow.
And the bitch is hardcore.
Is she?
It's hardcore. I like
Who would she be similar to that we'd know? If you could say she was like anyone we'd know, who would you describe? Would she be like Dolly?
The real Griselda.
Yeah.
The real one. Yeah. Sofia Vergara?
No.
Like, everyone's doing these comparison pictures and like, have you seen the real Griselda?
Yeah, I've seen her, yeah.
And then there's, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. What's going on? And like, the opening scene is like, is Griselda's husband making a deal with his brother that she...
Did he die?
That she would go in and have sex with his brother.
Oh, wow.
Which is her brother-in-law, because he owed so much money and he always had a thing for Griselda. And I was kind of looking at Griselda going, like real life Griselda going, really? She was... She might have been with Morris Gibb. Do you know what I mean?
It was Robin.
Oh, Robin. Sorry.
Robin. While we're on this kind of topic, there is something very strange about some people, like straight people and their wives, and like wife swapping with the brother, isn't it? There's an awful lot of that.
Is there? By the way, you just said that so salacious.
There's an awful lot of that. Yeah, I've heard about that an awful lot, about people like, you know, having an affairs with their, like, say, like their sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Or I think it's very common. Is it kind of like the forbidden fruit kind of thing?
Forbidden fruit. And it's also probably, maybe it's easier to hide because...
I'll tell you a story.
You're each other. You better fucking tell
I'll
me a story.
I'll tell you a story, go okay? On. So years ago, I went out with this person and we were talking about a situation that his mom and dad went out with his auntie and uncle. They went out for like a couple's dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like, say it was like connected through the, say it was like the mother and her brother, mm-hmm, and his wife. And, you know, like, so just to kind of like logistically work things out. And his mom and her brother went out for a cigarette and they were at the bar having drinks. And when they came back in, his dad and his sister-in-law were necking at the bar.
Oh my God.
And obviously all hell broke loose. But I was like, that is fucking mental. Like, you go out with your two couples at the same place.
Yeah.
Like, why would that happen? Why would you do that?
And someone goes, fancy a kiss? Like,
yeah. While your wife and your husband is standing outside the door, like in a public place, you're not even in private. Like, I was fascinated why. Like, I know there's living on the edge, but that's like.
And did they stay together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how could you ever trust that again?
I was like, fascinated because, you know me, I was like, so I kept digging and I was like, I did always feel like there was a dark family secret that I was close to.
Bitch, you kill me.
I was so close to, and I always felt like Indiana Jones, like the Lost Ark. I was like, was fucking close to that.
We and have a bad habit of saying things and taking them as fact, like, because it's just more fun to take them as fact.
No, this was fact. I knew it. I knew I was close. I knew I was so close. I could smell it. Mm. I was so close. And I remember one conversation we were having and it was so intense. And I was like, I knew it was coming. The next sentence was going to be it. And then the topic changed. And I was so rage. To this day, I'll never let it go.
That's really annoying. So I feel like you almost cracked the case.
Almost. Yeah. Who killed him? Who killed her?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right. We are going to take a little break and come back with our rotters, but we're going to do a little shout out to some of our patrons first.
Petties. Hey, petties.
Our little patrons. We've got Rachel Casson.
Oh, Casson. Like Daddy Casson that Joan Crawford used to have. Daddy Casson.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick S.
Patrick S. S for sexy, salacious. Ooh, and saucy.
Let's do one more. Lee Allen. I presume that's Lee from like around Donkey's Years. Hi, Lee. If it is Lee. You. How are you? Long time
Lee
no
see. Allen.
Long time no see. So if you do want a little bit of extra of Petty Little Things, you can find our sister show, which comes out every second Monday, called Extra Little Things.
Yeah, so you get a free, you get a little juicy episode basically every week. As a bonus over there on our Patreon. Sorry.
And if you're real thirsty, there's actually 70 episodes waiting for you right now.
Yeah, they're all there.
To go and listen to. This week, there's something I want to talk to you about, which is actually just Queen's been taking the piss out of by people either running
us?
Events. No, but running events or... just being treated badly.
So you have some juicy goss.
I have a story. I'm not going to name the names, but I'd like your opinion on it.
Okay, I'll ask.
Because even like secondhand, I'm frustrated and I'm like, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. So we're going to get into the juicy patronization of it all.
And I have some flashbacks.
It's about being patronized, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And I have some flashbacks as well.
Lovely.
For you. So if you want to, there's Prince Charles there.
Lovely.
And Camilla. If you want to check out our Patreon, go to patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod.
And we'll be back after this.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And we're back after those short messages. Mm. We are going into our favorite time of the week, and it is, of course,
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
It's Rotter of the Week.
What's so funny is that we don't hear that jingle.
I know.
But in my head, every time I go, Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
We're actually going to do Rotter Word because we forgot that actually last week because we were just so basically hardcore rotted.
Yeah.
My Rotter Word of the Week that I heard and it just brought back to me is Beveragino.
Oh.
Beveragino. Will we go for a few Beveraginos?
Okay.
Is anyone having a Beveragino?
Yeah.
Oh, will we have a little Beveragino tonight, girls?
Yeah.
Absolute dickhead. If you're using Beveraginos, you're a dickhead. If anyone, it's that like, vibe, a Beveragino.
Okay. Are most of the Rotter words that y'all would say? Do you know what
no,
I mean?
Not really.
Okay.
No, like I'm going to go back through some of the Rotter words that we've had. Holly bops.
Yeah.
Holly.
It's the air conditioning.
That's the holly buffs.
Yeah.
Snacks. Narrative rhetoric. They're on the list.
Okay, well, I'm going to add to it. Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Which kind of made me go, oh God, is it all like y'all words?
I'm putting these words in because they're just disgusting.
Oh guys, it was amazeballs. I'm like, no, bitch. No. No. What is amazeballs? Like, what is amazeballs? Are they silky smooth? Are they hairy as hell?
Yeah.
What are they actually to you? Silky or hairy?
Amazeballs.
Yeah.
A silky.
Yeah, silky.
Actually, Well, like, no, like, yeah, no one has really hairy balls. Really, like hairy. Sorry, no, we got totally off topic. We got totally off. Because I'm really thinking about this in Divorce. Someone has a really hairy balls. They're usually hairy on the front. It's not like the balls themselves aren't really, very rarely covered in hair. Like, I would be like, unless she's like a fucking orangutan from Dublin Zoo, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, if anyone does have really
hairy balls, like,
please send me a picture.
I know around the balls can be like kind of like, you know, occupied.
Yeah,
but like the balls
occupied.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a toilet.
So Amaze Balls and Bevergina. So okay. They are our hideous words this week.
So stop saying them.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some rotter submissions.
Please.
They want to stay anonymous.
Okay.
First one is people who think they speak a foreign language when they go away and insist they are correct in their pronunciation. Experienced this with someone this week. It made me want to walk away from multiple restaurants. So is that when, like, you know, people think they're like, great, it's Spanish?
Yeah.
And like,
it's like when I would speak French on my show, I go, whoa, whoa. Oh, aujourd'hui, français. That's it.
Another one is people who post a name isn't going to know what's hit when we arrive. Like, as if your budget two nights in the Leeds Premier Inn is going to be groundbreaking. Someone is very rotted by those. I'd love to know the full story there. Juicy juice.
Speaking of juicy juice.
Go on.
What do you think about this? The ideas were kind of slightly sidestep on this.
Okay.
So there's a person that I follow online, mm-hmm. and I followed for a few years now, mm-hmm. and it was with a couple of friends, and they're a bit of an owl spoofer.
Oh.
Bit of an owl. There's always a drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a bit of an owl, like, really depressive. It's like, now, and listen, I'm all about people. I'm all about the mental health. I'm all about looking after yourself. I'm all about, but these posts will be very, very dark. And like, okay. You know, I remember the one example I'm going to say, I don't think I can go on much longer. This is the end. And everyone's like, I was like, oh my God, you know, you read it. And then next story. Entering a competition to win an electric scooter. I'm like, okay. And then today, and then the post I was really upbeat. And then today I saw a picture. It was like from a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And say, oh, not good, not good, not good news. And then my friend said, that hospital's not in Ireland. So it's basically an attention thing.
Wow.
Isn't that like, I don't know, what do you think about that?
I think that they are too fascinating to unfollow and block, because that's like, pass me the popcorn, I need to see what's going on. Mm. Well, equally as fucking annoying and irritating to be like, come on now, pull the fucking other one.
Because I don't think about it, I have a lot of sympathy that people that really do struggle with their mental health. I have a lot of sympathy because we can all be in that place in the darkness. But when you see someone kind of blatantly, then you're kind of going, wait, is that just another level of illness?
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
But it's also...
But then maybe then you have to go, well, wait, did they get a little taste for attention? Mm. Are they chasing that again?
Do you think, though, social media is making people a bit more inclined to be like that because they get addicted to the attention?
Yeah.
And then it's a bit more chosen by proxy, like what we were kind of saying.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so glad I never got into TikTok during that. I was thinking about the other day, look, we spend enough time on Instagram. Yeah. I don't know how people have time to even poop anymore.
Yeah. I know.
But in relation to that, don't unfollow because I want the stories.
No, I won't. I'm just, stay tuned. So my rudder is lipstick kisses as tattoos around the crotch area.
What a great rudder. I really enjoyed that. Okay, yeah, love.
And sometimes names mm-hmm. around the crotch area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I was
like a fella's name.
No, like a girl's name.
Okay.
Or it could be fellas, but like, yeah. I'm not seeing fellas' names. Like, I remember I was with this guy once and he had, and was a name like, I think it was like Sarah or something, but it was like literally like really spaced out all the way across the top of his pubes. And I couldn't get past
you're like,
it.
You're like, who's Sarah?
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's just, and you're like, and I was so aware, and he was so gorgeous, like so gorgeous.
Yeah.
That I was like, you're going to have the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Our encounter might be fleeting, but Sarah's with you forever.
Yeah. What was, I mean, if it's over your pubes, I'm guessing it was like a lover and not a, you know,
sister.
You're not going to put your sister over your pubes. Like, are you? I mean, I don't know. And then like, if that's over with Sarah, like, what's he going to do? Try and grow a bigger bush to try and hide her name?
You want to get those pubes grown. You're getting the washing your body with Regain.
Did you ask about Sarah?
I did, but I can't remember what the answer. I definitely
it
did
was
ask.
Probably lies, whatever he said anyway. Yeah. So,
oh no, I think he did say. I think he just said it was an ex or something. But I remember because I would not let something like that go. I would not have said anything. You know me. It was so many years ago. But what brought this back to my attention now was I saw one of these like OnlyFans people on Instagram with a lipstick kiss like on the on the kind of pelvis bone.
Yeah,
and I was like, I have to say, when I do see that, I just think, you're a man slut. like you kind of do, don't you?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like they're usually very kissable. Like, but at the same time, you're like, oh God. Like, and they're always real, like, they're not really the best lips.
I fucking love it. I was looking at someone the other day who had no lips, bless them, and I was thinking, how do they kiss? Like, how do they have a bit of a passionate kiss? Like, the teeth are the only thing that's gonna make contact.
It's more like a gaping hole in the face, isn't
yeah.
it?
I'm like, oh, it's
like
really
kissing like a sex doll. It's just like, oh. Actually, in general, I think name tattoos are a bad idea.
I think so too.
Just, and I know that's a real kind
I just
of like,
think they don't look nice either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not visibly.
Especially if they're really big. Like if they're kind of little and there's like kind of like, and there's a mean into them, whatever. But if it's somewhere that's really obvious and it's like really, this was like the letters S-A or like, yeah. It's like spread the whole way across. Like it's only five letters in Sarah. It's like across that area.
If he was gorgeous, was he?
Yeah.
If I was to give you $100,000 and you had to get Victoria like tattooed on you somewhere, where would you tattoo Victoria?
I would get it on my ass and I'd have the O.
Oh my God.
That's the O around my ring.
Lots of people would see that though. Do you know what I mean? I'd be your Sarah.
Oh God.
Okay. My first rudder of the week. Okay. It is, like, I don't know why this is bothering me so much, but hand posing in photos.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen, like, drag queens that do what I'm doing right
yes,
now.
Yes, I know. Yes.
And I don't know why it's bothering me so much, but, like, I don't even know how to explain. How would you explain that? It's almost like they're doing Star Trek moves with their hands.
Yeah.
But it looks so rigid and so
mannequin
natural.
Vibes.
Mannequin vibes. And, like, weird pointy fingers in different directions. And then I've, like, there's been a couple of queens I've spotted who are doing it. So then I start to go through their whole timeline.
They are doing all the time.
Every single photo. And I'm like, what's that about?
But it's that generic... it's that generic kind of walking pose that people do as well, you know, like,
oh,
just
yes.
Like walking out the hall door. It's like actually just like, why are you doing that?
I don't know. What is that?
Some people pose really weird in photographs. And I don't know if it's just that they're uncomfortable or trying to make it look interesting. But in actual fact, it actually ends up looking more insincere.
I love looking at people's hands when they're presenting TV though. Do you know what I mean? It's like they don't know what to do with their hands sometimes.
Well, if you're doing a photo shoot, whatever, people always... I remember I was doing a shoot before and you forget about your hands. Mm. So sometimes your hands can actually let your arms down.
Yeah.
So it's how you hold your hand. But like, if you're going to be aware of that, be aware of the rest. It's actually a lot. There's a lot in it, but
my signature is a hand on the hip. As you can see there. Two hands, one hand. Hand on the blazer, which is very 90s supermodel. And then one hand as well.
Yeah, we all have our things, but I just think... No, people do have their own things, but I think some of those things just like it's when someone pinpoints them and goes, that looks weird.
It looks weird. It doesn't look natural at all.
Yeah, that's the point. I'm like, that's the problem.
What, like, it's like they're stuck. It's like the wind changed and they're just stuck in the corner. Yeah. What's your second rudder?
I don't actually have a second rudder.
Okay.
I'm not that rudder this week. I'm in quite good spirits.
I have a few that are more general, so let's get these out. Tap to show me a 21. The only one I enjoyed was you putting yourself outside Club 21. I'm like, Like, and some people were sharing these and they're 22. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was last year.
I know.
I was like, and two or three people like DM me and said, your next writer is going to be top at 21, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, it fucking is.
Yeah.
At the moment, I type my emojis, which makes me sound like a fucking granny, but I type the word and then the emojis pop up instead of looking for them. Mm-hmm. And I keep hitting the lol one that is a wink and a tongue out. And it looks like I'm flirting, but I'm absolutely not. It's just my like fucking fat thumb.
She sent me that one and you're like I'm not flirting with you. I was like, you are.
I'm not. And then
if there was the HR department, I'd be in it now.
The last one, which like I've said this one before, but I'm bringing it back, is people putting how many TikTok followers they have in their Instagram bios.
Oh, wow.
Like, and some of them are putting in that they have 3,000, you know, TikTok followers.
Okay.
We don't need to shout about this. Do you know what I mean? Put a link to your TikTok if you want. Why do people need to know that? Why is that one of the key points that you need to mention?
I've seen some people put 2 million views on TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, what's that got to do with actually anything?
Nothing.
Like,
I also am not impressed by that either.
No, but like, who's looking at the views? I'm just like,
yeah.
I have to say, I'm getting really over this like influencer thing where it's like, when you look at things, all these events that are happening, you see some of the people that are going, it's just like, we have jobs. We actually perform and do things. It's like, these people don't do anything. And I'm just like who are they actually influencing?
Uh-huh.
And I know for a fact they're not fucking influencing me. I know that. But maybe it's like they're influencing like younger people. Maybe they are. I have no fucking idea, but I don't give a fuck about those people, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that's a good question though.
I feel like it's real. It's like a trend thing. Mm. And all the influencers that started out before, like they've all kind of done stuff with the, like, you know, the like Suzanne Jackson's and Hippo O'Connor's, like they're all like, they've got businesses. And they've got all these kind of, it feels like the trend is dying off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it totally does. It totally does. But I think
just from where I'm standing, like, listen, whatever, it's horses for courses. No,
we enjoy a good look and a nose and a judgment. So that's not surprising. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That's all that is.
That's it.
And that's it. That's us done for another 2 weeks. We will be back with more petty little things in 2 weeks' time, or you can join us over on our Patreon right now. I said that really weird for some reason. Next Monday for our next episode over there.
Yeah. And we'll hopefully have a guest lined up for our next episode.
Yeah.
We just had so much going on this week. So bear with us.
Davina's working hard on the admin with the next guest. So fingers crossed it all lands together. But until next time, stay petty.
Stay petty.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.